Spirit Catholic Radio, KVSS. We are Catholic Radio for the Christian community. Good morning. Welcome again to Spirit Mornings. Bruce McGregor here at home. Chris McGregor on Pilgrimage in Rome. And she has handed the phone off to one of our favorite people. We're delighted to be joined again this morning by Dr. Scott Hahn. Scott, good morning and welcome.
Good morning to you, dear brother Bruce. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, thanks. And man, many days into the pilgrimage here, and I'm sure the sights, sounds, and the profound experiences have been abounding, have they not?
Oh, this has just been an amazing grace, I tell you. And this morning for us, I think it was a sort of climax, because while we've gone around to St. John Lateran and the catacombs and St. Mary Major and St. Paul outside the walls, today we got back to St. Peter's and got to see the Holy Father, Pope Benedict, drive right by us as a group, about 7 feet from us, and all of the pilgrims didn't just capture incredible photographs up close of our Holy Father. We were all just so moved by how much we love this man that God has chosen to be a father figure to us all. 40,000 over, probably more than 40,000 people were gathered together in St. Peter's Square for hours in the blazing sun. And it was just so worth it and then some. You have people who are from Croatia and from South America and Europe and Asia. And he delivers his comments to you like a father. And then he ends up speaking in a half a dozen languages. And you see just thousands of people all around erupt in song and thanks and in laughter and clapping. And it is truly Rome's sweet home. It is, the church is our home no matter where we come from, no matter what languages we speak. And when we gather, 35, 40,000 plus strong, you get such a sense of spiritual solidarity. You look around at people who come, from different continents, and you just recognize the faces of your brothers and sisters, and you share this common love for God the Father, but this earthly father figure that he has put over us in this unbroken line of succession that goes back to Jesus' choice of Simon Peter. And it's so amazing there to be under the statues of Peter and Paul, and then in front of the facade of the Vatican, where all the 12 apostles are larger than life. And indeed, it just struck me this morning that that's what they are. They're larger than life because they're no longer on earth. They're in heaven. They're not limited to the stature of their earth bodies that they had for, 40, 50, 60, 70 years way back then. Now they are really in the glory of God looking down upon us and praying for us in a way that experiences a life that is much larger than earth. It's really impossible to put into words the sentiments, the thoughts, the feelings, the convictions, even the conversions that you see happening all around you and the hundreds of faces of the people nearby. And, it's sweltering, but boy, is it worth it.
Yeah.
And so I just, we have almost 100 pilgrims here for the St. Paul Center, and we've just finally boarded our buses, and now we're back in the air conditioning. But even before we were, it was just like one big Deo gratia, thanks be to God for these amazing graces.
Well, and Scott, I'm really struck in just listening to you with 30, 40,000 plus other people in the square, that if we ever really wanted kind of a tangible way to say, as you pointed out, people coming from all over the globe, that this is the body of Christ. Wow, that's probably a living example of it, isn't it?
Oh, it really is like a family reunion. It's a snapshot of what is going on invisibly all around the world. You can't really see all of our fellow Catholics, but what a bond of divine love that unites us. And we're all aware of our weaknesses, and of course we're aware of other people's weaknesses too. But when you see the church like this, you see the work of God. You really appreciate more than ever what Jesus meant when he said, "On this rock, I will build my church." Christ is the builder, and we're only the instruments and the tools, and it is his church. It's not our church. It's not the Pope's church. But in a certain sense, precisely because it's Jesus' church, it's immeasurably more of a family for all of us, from the Pope on down to the lowest lay person.
Right.
By the way, the voice that you hear in the background is our tour guide, Carlos, who is explaining some various sites to the pilgrims on the bus.
Oh, okay. So you're actually on the move now, huh?
Yes, we are in transit. In fact, we're getting ready to leave Rome and to go up and spend a couple of days in Assisi. It's a couple of hours north of here.
Uh-huh.
It's been a really, really wonderful pilgrimage, but there's a hectic side to it as well, especially when you go from one church to another, to the catacombs, and then back to St. Mary Major, and then off to another site, and then, you know, we walk the Roman Forum, we walk from the Colosseum, the Arch of Constantine, the Arch of Titus, and it's all worth it because we are pilgrims. But the last 2 days have been devoted to more of a retreat type of experience. We're in the quiet, beautiful peace of Assisi. We really can enjoy the spirit of St. Francis and St. Clair, and that's where we're headed right now, and I think everybody on board is sort of like grateful for 2.5 days of prayerful rest and relaxation.
Right. Scott, let's talk a little bit about, of course, you mentioned starting with St. Peter, our first Vicar of Christ, all the way through Pope Benedict here. Let's talk a little bit about our Holy Father, Pope Benedict. I mean, we trust in the Catholic Church that the power of the Holy Spirit moves all of the cardinals and everyone who are gathered, and, of course, the prayers of the faithful, to bring forth just the right man for this particular, to lead the Church. And I think that, you know, we've talked about this before, that when Pope Benedict was elected, a lot of the secular media and everything started about how he was kind of this pit bull nature kind of guy. And we have certainly seen that he is, if anything, the antithesis of any kind of description the secular media had. As we look at things like Deus Caritas Est and his latest book, Jesus of Nazareth, which really is a beautifully written book, that it is an attempt to recapture the humanity and divinity of Jesus without a lot of these sidetracks that the world has placed upon him.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I just am reminded so much of the words in the Book of Esther, "You have come to the kingdom for a time such as this." And Pope Benedict is really that sort of man that has come to the kingdom for this particular hour. His wisdom, his brilliance, his scholarship, but just as much and even more, his humility, his patience, his gentleness, in all of those stereotypes that the media circulated for years, when he's the prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, the Panzer Cardinal, the Grand Inquisitor, God's Rottweiler, all right. That sort of thing. I mean, even non-believers, non-Christians, non-Catholics, you know, even non-theists can look at this man and listen to his voice and hear his words and realize what a pack of lies all of that must have been. And really, I mean, it's so obvious now to everybody. There was a Lutheran Theological Federation here. There were non-Catholic groups as well as Catholics. And everybody just shares this sense of man, gentle, serene godliness. The virtues are an amazing thing to behold in him.
Well, it sounds like they were on the move, and we've lost our connection. So we'll try and get a hold of Dr. Scott Hunt again here, actually get a hold of Chris, and see if we can continue that discussion. So I'd like to thank Scott Hunt for joining us here this morning. Again, they're on their way to Assisi for a couple of days. So we look forward to subsequent conversations with Chris, Mike Aquilina, Dr. Scott Hahn, Kimberly Hahn. Just sounds like a wonderful, wonderful pilgrimage. Spirit Mornings, Bruce McGregor here at home, Chris on pilgrimage in Rome. We'll be right back. Don't go away.